Okay. Okay. Okay.
I think we'll excuse ourselves.
So, I know that's too much excitement for you to bear, so I would want to go to...
I must, Attorney General wants us here, we'll
Yep, you're
excuse ourselves.
Free to go.
Thank you.
For my part.
Now I'm the work Clinton over.
Yeah.
See. Take care, man.
How are you? Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Popped up on this.
But I know, but I wasn't.
He wants to get in on this.
Yeah, but he needs to know this. He needs to worry about the damn accounting office.
We have, it's all boxed up. Yeah, let's go get a, Adam, do you want water?
No, thank you.
Chair, we're ready to reconvene.
Okay, thank you, Madam Clerk. Okay, we just come out of executive session. Moving on to item number 7, ONCA 20-76, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2021 in the amount of $48,065,630. And establish an alternate effective date. And the sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. And this is over Section 8, the Attorney General's Office. And well, I'll just turn this over to Congresswoman Rivard. So I'm sure that's what today's presentation was about.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Chair Big Horse. I'm going to probably rely back on your committee a little bit. I believe that you had postponed this budget because I think there were questions about the indirect cost or actually, and I think what happened that a budget was submitted that did not have indirect costs, and then it was resubmitted with IDC. And there were some line items moved around to have it, to make it balance. But I thought maybe you guys had a question about their professional fees or something of that nature. And I'm sorry, Chair, that's my recollection. I don't feel like that helped, but.
Well, that was my recollection too, was the professional fees. And to me, I mean, it's all in black and white. So are there any questions pertaining to the budget or professional fees?
Chair, this is Jody, and I just wanted to let you know we will be discussing the IDC and tomorrow's appropriation meeting. The clerk hasn't yet revised the agenda, but I'm sure she'll do so today. And of course, it's up to your committee, but until that we have that discussion, I would just still leave it where it is as postponed. But that's up to your committee, of course.
Thank you, Congresswoman.
Chairman Walker.
Yes, Congressman Walker.
I see the meeting yesterday with Judicial was short. I'm curious how that went, especially after reading Ms. Drent's email about indirect costs and how the law applies, how it applies to the law. How did yesterday's meeting go and why was it postponed? Is that why?
Yes, that's why. She wanted to hear.
May I ask a question of the Attorney General?
Sure. Congressman Walker, you have the floor.
Mr. Patterson?
Yes.
Well, I noticed the original, like Congresswoman Rebar said earlier, the original budget was submitted August 17th or whatever day it was, and it was resubmitted with the indirect cost applying to professional fees. Have you done a legal review on whether or not that's allowable in law?
No, sir, I have not.
Okay.
Follow up?
No.
Any other question?
Chair Bickhorst, this is Congressman Keene.
Yes, Congressman Keene.
Yes, AG Patterson. So the professional fees line item is $1,166,388. I'm just wondering what exactly that entails.
Okay, the bulk of it entails the litigation team to overturn the Irby decision. There is a provision. We do have a water team together that has an ongoing matter, and that water team involves, let's see, five attorneys and Assistant Attorney General Morgan Curry. We have an attorney retained for property matters. We have a NAGPRA issue that we are working on that we'll need, that appears to be headed towards litigation. And we reserve a very small amount for anything that comes up during the year. I may be missing one litigation matter. I should have brought that. I apologize, Congressman Keene. I didn't bring my breakdown on.
Thank you, sir.
Any further question? Okay. Madam Clerk, just question. Do we need to make another motion, or can we just leave this? Parked where it's at.
You can leave it parked where it's at if that's the desire of the committee.
Okay, so that would need to be in motion form from the committee.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Yes.
This is Angela. May I ask, I just need to try to understand, I'm sorry, I went to get some water, why it was going to stay in committee?
There was question, the way I understand, there was question about indirect cost, and they're going to be going over that tomorrow. And other than that, members, is there anything else?
Chairman.
Congressman Walker.
It boils down to that for me, and I would just preface the motion that I'm about to make with Mr. Patterson, you might be kind of getting prepared for a request for an attorney general's opinion regarding IDC and professional fees. So with that said, Chairman, I make a motion to postpone Section 8 of ONCA 76. 2076.
Okay, we have a motion to postpone. Is there a second?
Second.
Congressman Maker seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
No.
Congresswoman Shaw voted no?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. All right. That brings us down to adjournment.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion. We have a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, we are adjourned.
Who is this right here? An attorney, I think.
He's an IT.
IT guy.
Billy Fenton.
Billy.
I was wondering where I might have left my coin.
The reason I voted no is because we're handling it different from committee to committee. That's fun.
I don't know why.
But the, I bet that IDC question. Make it enough.
Recognize my sovereignty. Make it enough.
That was my question.